welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. New actions on an old legal case may cast sunlight on some secret operations of the Federal Reserve. On December 7, 2007, the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, called GATA, filed Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, requests with the Federal Reserve Bank and the U.S. Department of Treasury. These requests sought details on the U.S. government's gold swap activity and arrangements since 1990. The Fed's response was to release a minimum quantity of documents, many with major redactions that rendered the remaining information useless. The Fed claimed an inability to locate more documents, including one that was posted on the Fed's public website. After some legal wrangling, a revised FOIA request was submitted by GATA to the Fed in April 2009. In August 2009, the Fed released another 173 pages of documents, again with significant redactions. In a letter to GATA dated September 17, 2009, Federal Reserve Commissioner Kevin Warsh admitted that the U.S. government had gold swap arrangements, but asserted that disclosure of further information was precluded under various exemptions from disclosure. Since then, there have been multiple motions where the Fed has been seeking a summary judgment to have the FOIA request nullified. The attorneys for the Gold Antitrust Action Committee assert that the Fed has failed to comply with the Freedom of Information Act requirements. In one motion, GATA asked the judge to review the Fed's documents in camera, which means for the judge's eyes only, to determine whether the Fed had satisfactorily complied with the disclosure requirements. The court case is a civil action in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. Many of the documents filed in this case can be reviewed at www.gata.org under their Documents menu choice. On January 10, 2011, Judge Ellen Siegel Huvel ordered the Federal Reserve to produce by January 14 redacted and unredacted copies of the 20 documents indicated in the Fed's Vaughan Index for this case. She will examine the two versions herself to determine what will be the next step in the case. The judge's order does not mean that GATA will win this case. However, it can be interpreted as a judge expressing some skepticism against the Fed's claims in the case. I'm not sure when a decision will be handed down, but I will be sure to report developments as soon as they are available. In the meantime, Representative Ron Paul, a Republican from Texas, has become chair of the House Monetary Policy Subcommittee of the Financial Services Committee. This committee has oversight of the Federal Reserve. Paul intends to continue to pursue his effort to audit the Federal Reserve, where his bill toward this end in the last session of Congress was blocked by the Democratic leadership. Even if the judge ends up deciding against the Gold Antitrust Action Committee in the Freedom of Information Act case, expect the House of Representatives to pass legislation to compel the Federal Reserve to disclose many secrets about its gold holdings and dealings. That's it for today. Tune in next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.